In the last three episodes, I have been sharing a new workshop that I recently put together. I want to share it with those who are interested. So I thought you listeners here on the podcast would be the first that would like to listen. There are four parts, and I will share one part each week. Today is the final episode in this series. If you haven't listened to the past three episodes, I suggest you start there. Go back to episodes 122, 123, and 124. Then come back to this episode after you've listened, since they build upon each other. In all of these episodes, I will be referring to some downloads that you can use to practice the principles that I am teaching. Look in the show notes to get those free PDFs to print off for your own use. I'm so excited to be sharing this workshop with you, and I hope that it's been helping. If you have any questions, email me at marlethunkydory.com and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you'd like to receive the full workshop with the videos, go to hunkydory.com/4tips. That's the number 4 tips to get that sent to your inbox. Let's get started with the final episode of the 4 tips to improve any relationship series. Have you recently gone through a life transition that has left you feeling anything but hope? A medical diagnosis? Adorable young children are suddenly teenagers and don't adore you anymore? Have you been diagnosed with depression or anxiety and the medication is helping, but you don't feel even close to like your old self again? You are suddenly in an empty nest and realize that the empty nest syndrome is real? There are so many challenges in our lifespan that seem to yank away our hope, but that doesn't mean you can't get it back. You can learn to feel hope. My name is Marla Beach, and I am a relationship and connection coach, and I specialize in helping women just like you who are struggling to feel hope. There isn't a pill for that, but there are proven principles that I can teach you to help you to find hope again. When we lose hope, we lose drive and believe that we are the victims of our circumstances. There is no reason for you to feel hopeless. Life has more to offer you. Please find enough belief that there is a way back to the life you dream about. A life full of peace, joy, contentment, and yes, hope. I've created a mini workshop for you to share a few of the many principles and practices that will bring hope back into your life. I want to share this with as many women as I can, so I'm sharing it with you for free. This mini workshop is made up of short videos that I will send to your inbox every day for 4 days. Each day you will walk away with another principle to try on that will bring you more hope. I have been where you are. Depression took me away from my family when I wanted to show up as the mom they needed. As I dug my way out of that depression, I found principles that helped me feel hope, and I've continued learning and practicing them every day for the past 15 years. I will share these principles with you. There is hope. I see you struggling. I understand how hard you are trying, and I'd like to help however I can. Welcome back to the Improving Any Relationship series. We're on the last day. Yesterday, we talked about enhancing your companionship or connecting. And remember, there are 7 basic needs that all humans need in relationships. They are safety, trust, appreciation, respect, validation, encouragement, and dedication. When these needs aren't met, you become starved. You starve yourself and others when you don't have these needs met. But when you feel safe, trusted, appreciated, respected, validated, encouraged, and dedicated, you can begin giving those needs to others. It's amazing what happens when you take care of your needs in this way. I can't wait for you to see what begins to happen. Now, don't lose heart if it doesn't happen immediately. Good things and great changes never happen right away. Remember, these things do take time, but keep doing it for yourself. The longer you keep trying, the more things you'll have on your T-chart, and the less you rely on others to fulfill your starved needs. So that brings us to today's tip.
My tip for you today that will help you improve any relationship is to begin to develop a commitment to change. This commitment to change grows as you practice it. An important thing to realize is that if you don't begin to live the change you are trying to make, it's never going to become a reality for you. You have to be all in a relationship if you want it to improve. And that means you must have or begin working towards having hope for the changes that you are seeking in your relationship. So I hope is so important. Now, even the one you have with yourself needs that hope for change. That relationship with yourself begins with hope for change. Now, there are three commitments that you have to make in order to create hope in any relationship. They are learning, living, and changing. Take a look at how you are living. Evaluate what you have learned, and then use this to make a change. As you learn, then live with what you learn, and that's when change happens. And then this lifts you to grow just like a plant. All of this takes that character that we talked about at the very beginning, which is why character is the first thing that must be strengthened to improve any relationship, especially the relationship you have with yourself. Your character helps you to follow through with the things you've told yourself that you will do. Your character helps you to communicate better what you need. You have to communicate these needs to yourself before you're ever able to communicate them to others in your life. I found that to be so true. When I was coming out of my depression, I wasn't able to tell people what I needed because I didn't know what I needed. How can they help me when I can't even help myself? So when you communicate your real emotions, that's when the connection happens. And connection is what creates deep relationships. Connection with yourself, and then connection with others. And finally, when you have character, communication, and connections, that's when you are truly committed to change. And change is what will lift you to grow these stronger relationships. There is so much more in every area that I would love to teach you. But for now, you have a foundation that you can begin using right now. Keep looking at how you are living. Learn from and take ownership in your part of the learning. And then grow and make changes. Now, if you would like more help with connection and improving the relationships you have with yourself and those you love more, I have a 5-day workshop called Camp Connection. This is the beginning. This is another foundational piece in the things that I teach. Camp Connection will help you take these 4 tips to improve any relationship to the next level and start to become who you know you are deep inside. Now, Camp Connection is similar to this workshop in that you'll get all the lessons taught to you on video. So then you can watch them at your own pace and when it works best for you. The power of Camp Connection is that it will help you to find the person you know you truly are, but lost in the chaos of life when you're helping everyone else in what they want to do. But now it's your turn. I will help you to take care of you in the way that you need it most. I will guide you through proven principles of connection and then help you to identify exactly what you can do to reconnect. You will find yourself loving who you are and not for what you do. You are worthy of love exactly as you are now. Nothing you can do makes you more worthy of love. You are already worthy. And you can register for Camp Connection by going to hunkydory.com/camp. You'll find all the details there. Now, if you'd like more one-on-one help with faster results, I would love to be your relationship and connection coach. I've reserved a few spots in my schedule every week to talk to women just like you who feel like it's time that they created a stronger relationship with themselves. Women who feel stuck and are tired of doing the same things over and over that aren't giving them the growth and success that they desperately want, that I know you desperately want. When that relationship with yourself is stronger, and you feel safe, trusted, appreciation, respect, validated, encouraged, and dedicated, that's when you can build that same kind of relationship with those you love most. I've been where you are, and it feels impossible to love yourself. My depression took a lot of years out of my life that I can't get back. But I can honestly say that I'm not sorry that I experienced it. Because of the principles I began learning and applying as I climbed my way out of that fog, I started living the very things I've been sharing with you these past 4 days. I began living, learning, and changing. I began to develop character, communication, connection, and commitment to change. So now when the hard times come, and they still do, I have found a foundation of proven principles that help me to get up and back into my life so much faster. I would be honored to work with you as your coach and teach you these principles. I will be there for you as long as you need me, as you get stronger until you are able to live these principles on your own. That's the goal. I have faith in you, and I know that you are strong enough to do this for yourself and those in your life. I have watched my students' confidence in their own abilities grow as they apply the principles from the Connection and Relationships course. We will talk more about this course in our call together, or if you'd like to take that course now, you can register at hunkydory.com/relationship course. Now, one of my students in the Connection in Relationships course was able to get unstuck from the lack of motivation that was continually holding her back. She felt stronger in her own decisions and stopped giving all of her power to her husband, who wasn't giving her the validation she was craving. As she began giving validation to herself, she was able to see not only the good in herself, but also began seeing all of her husband's strong points instead of the things that were lacking, and she didn't rely on him to say what she needed to hear anymore. Their relationship has improved so much without him even changing a thing. So register at hunkydory.com/consult for a complimentary call with me, where we will begin to create a plan together so you can get started right away. The links for Camp Connection and your complimentary call are right below this video. Now, I also have a weekly podcast that will help you begin learning these principles of change. You can find that podcast at Overburden No More on your iTunes or your Spotify app. Now, I will get you a direct link to the Overburden No More podcast in the weekly letter I send you now that you've joined my community. So watch for that in your inbox. So thank you for joining me here today. And remember, I see you. I understand how hard you're trying because I've been exactly where you are. And I'd like to help however I can. Sending so much love to you. And I hope to be chatting with you soon.
Thanks for listening to the 4 Steps to Improve Any Relationship series. There are so many things I want to continue teaching you that add on to the foundations I am sharing here in the workshop. If you'd like to view the full workshop with the graphics and PDFs I'm referring to in today's episode, you can get those at hunkydory.com/4tips. If you'd like to work one-on-one with me to receive individual help with the connections in your life that aren't happening as you'd like them to, sign up for a complimentary call with me to get started. You can register for a time that works best for you at hunkydory.com/consult. Life truly changes when you feel connected with yourself and with those you love most. I'm here to help you get started. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here again next week.